Hey, we're back, fellow Freedom fans. Yes, the views expressed here on the Faith and Freedom Show aren't necessarily the same views of those on the network or the sponsors. In fact, some of the sponsors disagree with my viewpoint, but it provides entertainment and it is a service to the community. And sometimes they support what's going on here just because they know it needs to be done. And it's pretty exciting. So bless those sponsors who don't necessarily agree with what goes on or what's being said here, but they agree with what's going on and the approach, essentially, our attempt to deal with these issues. What I do on here on the Faith and Freedom Show is I try to deal with these issues on the basis of a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. One of the things I did earlier is I talked about health care, and one of the things that the current president of the United States, don't want to mention his name because it, you know, don't want to be, you know, messing with personalities or anything like that. Just bless their hearts, whoever they are, is said that there's people near chronically ill or at the end of their life take up 80% of the health care costs. Well, they need the health care, don't they? Don't they? Isn't it merciful? Isn't it good to take care of those who have need? Well, there's I've said it before. I've talked about the kind of Darwinistic view that Darwin said that if somebody takes his viewpoint and believes that there's no divine justice, no divine retribution, well, then they just will have no motive to do what they want except for whatever impulse or instinct comes their way, whatever strange hormonal problem they've had during the week. Have you ever had a teenager in your house, one whose hormones are changing incessantly? Would you want to have somebody driven by their hormones running the world? No, because, you know, our teenagers get over it and they become real people later. You know, they really do. And they become our friends again. You know, it's really neat the way it works out. We don't want the world running by every impulse or instinct. So even if you think you evolved and impulses and instincts are a good thing, why don't you just humor me on this? Just let me think that there is a creator that has a plan for my life and has a relationship with me who wants me to love you as I'm loving myself, and that I will get my gratification by meeting your needs. Just humor me in this, because watch this. Here's the secret. If I do that, you're going to benefit from it, even if I'm goofy, even if I'm deluded. You see, it all works out to your good. So don't tell me that I evolved from an amoeba and I'm supposed to be out for myself and survival of the fittest as far as my rational mind and limited mind can think to do things that will save me. So that's why I say, if we get back to, as I said, a constitutional basis, right versus wrong, how do we know? A biblical basis. How do we know what's right? The Declaration of Independence said, what is the purpose of government? Government has been instituted for this end. Mr. Bush said in his 2007 address, the State of the Union, he said, to extend the nation's prosperity. So that would be to manage funding streams. Mr. Bush would say, if you go along with what he said, there's probably somebody else wrote his speech. He said that government has been called to these purposes, to basically to make sure that the nation's prosperity is enhanced or is enforced or is furthered, that that's the government's purpose. That is not the purpose of government. The purpose of government is to secure your life, your liberty, and your pursuit of happiness. Otherwise, what they're going to do is they're going to take your life, take your liberty, take your happiness and your pursuits thereof, and take them to their own ends as they put in a little committee to try to determine what would be the best way to extend the nation's prosperity. That's what's happening right before our eyes today. Mr. Bush said it January 2007. So that the very framework and structure of American government is like in a big earthquake trying to reform itself into something that is, you know, for the purpose of extending the nation's prosperity, is changing its form and function to where it's taking and acquiring property and redistributing property even to agencies and people outside the borders of the United States. For GM, for instance, the president of the United States says if GM will allow and agree to have a global auto industry entity come in to take over, then we shall extend the government power to them to extract money by the power of the sword and give it to them, to GM, to keep jobs rolling in America. How about Chrysler? Fiat has Chrysler by fiat, using the government power to redistribute this entire industry to fiat, a global auto industry management system. It's really, really weird. So that's what's going on today. See, to extend the nation's prosperity. So your life, your liberty, and your pursuit of happiness is now something that is a resource, a management tool, a management resource that is under the regulation of the government. So if you're 80% of the population that is taking that needs health care, that means you're going to take up 80% of the health care costs. Well, since we're trying to extend the nation's prosperity, you are not something, you are near the end of your life. So you don't fit into that scheme, but a 25-year-old would more likely fit into that, fulfill the nation, extending the nation's prosperity. That's why I'm having this show. It's wrong, folks. And it may be that I'm saying this and people are listening and they don't even get it. They don't even, I don't know. It might be just going right over your head. So what is he talking about? It's as if there's this stupor, kind of a fog. It's not even a fog of war. It's just kind of a fog of circumstance and a pandemic of dementia. And my hope is that we're going to equip people to think and say, no, okay, the purpose of government isn't to make sure that the healthcare system is viable. Uh-uh. That's not their job. Secure life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So if the government, for whatever reason, whether it's constitutional or not, gets their hands into controlling healthcare, guess what they're supposed to do it for? Not extending the nation's prosperity, that is not the purpose, but to protect life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, no matter what. And at that point, I would say they would be doing it for the person who needs it the most. That would be the person who needs the healthcare. Whether or not they're going to live a day of pursuit of happiness, a week of liberty, or a month of life, it doesn't matter. And it's not for a committee to decide whose life has value. They're going to be wrong. They're going to be wrong. I'm going to play another thing just because this was an inspiration to me. It's going to be 80 seconds long. And it might be driving some people to keep crazy, to keep hearing music. But it's a story. It's a story. And it's pretty exciting. And I'll tell you where it comes from. And while we're listening, if you want to give us a call at 888-850-1872. But I want you to listen to this 80 seconds of an artist named Keith Green.
And they shall answer him. Yes, they shall answer him. And they'll say, Lord, when were you hungry, Lord, and we gave you something to eat? Lord, when were you thirsty? Can't remember. And we gave you drink. Huh. When were you naked, Lord, and we clothed you? Or Lord, when were you a stranger and we invited you in? I mean, we invited lots of people in, but Lord, I'd never forget that face. But Lord, when were you sick and we visited you? Or in prison and we came to you? Lord, tell us, inasmuch as you've done it to the least of my brethren, you've done it unto me, oh yes. Inasmuch as you've done it to the very least of my brethren, oh, you've done it unto me. Enter into your rest.
So as you do things unto the least of these, you know, that really is, if you go back, and we say this often, if you go back to the writings that the founders of our nation were reading. They were reading, again, I always use Sir William Blackstone because he's got good stuff and back in the good old days. Our law schools were, that's what they studied. They studied Blackstone. If they were asked a question about the law, how to apply the law, they would read Sir William Blackstone and some of the things that Sir William Blackstone referenced. One of the things that he said is he talked about the purpose of government and that it really was important to have the reason why we have government is because the weaker member of our society will be taken advantage of by those who are stronger. The 65-year-old might be taken advantage of by the 25-year-old. See, all of them have the right to life, don't they? It's just inherent. It's unalienable right to life. So that's a concern today, and that's the kind of thing I want to bring up. In fact, if you look at James Madison, some of his writings in the Federalist Papers, he talked about factions and how that the stronger faction or more a greater majority faction, because of their passions, they may, because they have a concern about something, they have a funding stream issue that they want to take care of. The goal was that there would be a mechanism of government and of state authority and law that would protect that weaker member, that minority, that 85-year-old instead of the 25-year-old, from the insults and injuries of the 25-year-old who, because of their passions and their covetousness and their selfishness and worried about whatever they've got going on in their little realm, thinking that it's more important than the interest, even the last 2 days of the life of an 85-year-old. It's amazing what would happen. Before I went to that one break, as I went to an article, and I've got a couple more minutes before our next break, where there's a study that says having children is the surest way to send your carbon footprint soaring. And I wanted to get back to that because it shows a thought process. And if you look at this thought process, you can see where it's going to take you. And if we see what's going on, in fact, I'll be quoting the Secretary General of the United Nations over this carbon footprint issue. There's big discussions going on. They're going to save the world here in the next 4 months over this carbon footprint issue. And there's policies, and they're looking at this issue about, and in fact, Hillary Clinton mentioned when she was in India about a month ago that, oh, clumsy us, we shouldn't disassociate population and reproduction with this carbon issue. We have to take scrutiny on reproduction, on procreation. She didn't say what they were going to do once they scrutinize this thing, but it always implies that they're going to use the force of the sword to control your reproductivity. That's where this is going. And you know what? Nobody's going to be without excuse in the central, west central, and central Florida area because of Liberty Works Radio Network and this crazy show where I'm going to be bringing this stuff up. We cannot bury our heads. We've got to do something. I think that, and you know what, I'm going to come back and talk about where we're going to get the power to do something. Every now and then I get a little bit loopy and entertaining on this show. But here's what this article says. Clearly, the potential savings from reduced reproduction are huge compared to the savings that can be achieved by changes in lifestyle. That means turning off light bulbs. So they'd rather you stop having babies than to turn off your light bulbs. And of course, they'd rather you kill your baby in utero. And there's a wonderful industry in Florida right now. 91,000 children were murdered in utero last year in Florida. And I wonder how much that is per child. Is that 900? That's probably over $900 million that went into somebody's pocket that eventually enabled them to buy milk. Not for their children, of course, because they won't be here. This is stark but true, guys. It's scary, it's weird, but it's happening on our watch. Keep tuning in. Check out our website, faithfreedoms.org. I'm streaming live video. There's an audio stream for when you pull in your driveway, LibertyWorksRadioNetwork.com. We shall return to this Eagle 104.3 FM.